Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
This idea of self-control, each turns to his own way. We each have our bent and are bent towards weakness. When we guard our heart, what are practical ways we can shore up our lives? Would you say that we tend to go to the edges of those weaknesses rather than pull in and make maybe tighter boundaries around them? What do you say?
I think that's good. I think we often look at it the wrong way. I think we ask the wrong questions. We say, what can I get away with and still be a believer or be a faithful believer? And that's the wrong way to approach anything. The best question is, how can I maximize my time and live for the utmost glory of God 24/7? What can I do that would please him with this situation? Those are the questions we ought to be asking instead of the other side, which says, what can I get away with? What can I still, you know, how far can I go, like you said, toward the boundary?
Excellent.
So we just need to turn that thinking around, because when we ask questions like, how far can I go to the border, or how much can I get away with and still be a Christian, then we're still on the throne. It's about pleasing ourselves. And the more you please yourself, the less you are pleased with what you do. You don't experience the pleasure of God. I remember this movie, Chariots of Fire, and that great scene in the movie when he felt like God maybe wanted him to be a missionary, but he was such a good runner, and he said, "When I run, I feel his pleasure."
Mm.
Always love that, is that what has God called you to do? Where do you feel his pleasure the most? What gives you the most spiritual, God-birthed meaning and satisfaction? And when we maximize that and we decide that, you know, everything just will, like dominoes, sort of fall together and trip in the right places.
Excellent. So self-control, conquering your inner space. The next one, next character trait that Daniel exhibited that Skip says we really need to take a look at to defy normal, what's normal, is faith. And you subtitle it risk or no reward. So say more.
Yeah, in faith, I'm talking about active faith, because mm-hmm. it's more I assent to something intellectually. But, you know, Daniel got out of a comfort zone, and we all have them. We all know what's comfortable for us. And how many times do we say, or do we hear people say, well, I'm just not comfortable with that? And that's okay. That's part of who we are, but maybe you need to get comfortable with that. You know, I mean, maybe. You know, it certainly puts life into more of an adventure category when you do that. So when you activate your faith, Daniel did a couple of things. He put his faith in the Lord, and he put his life on the line.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.